2 years ago, while searching for information to improve relationships, I made what I now believe is the greatest discovery of my lifetime. Interestingly, it happened right under my nose in my own backyard. It came from my son Greg's marriage counseling and research center, the Smalley Marriage Institute. Soon after Greg earned his doctorate in psychology, he began assembling a team of professional counselors headed by Robert Paul. Almost immediately, they started hearing reports, both encouraging and challenging, about my ministry. People told them that they loved the books and videos and conferences I had done, but many said they needed more. They needed someone to come alongside them, to get life on life with them, and to help them put our material into practice. Greg, Bob, and their highly trained relationship experts began doing what they call marriage intensives, where couples on the brink of divorce come for 2 or 4 days of intensive work on their relationships. While I wholeheartedly endorsed Greg and Bob's efforts, at that point I didn't get deeply involved. I left them alone to do their good work. But when their research team recently finished its first 5-year study of the couples who came for the intensives, the results were staggering. The team found that 93% of the couples are still together and thriving in solid, healthy relationships. Take a moment to digest that amazing number. That's a success rate of better than 9 in 10. When highly distressed couples learned and applied the material you're about to read, 93% of them not only managed to keep their marriages intact, but also have reported much higher satisfaction with their relationships. After hearing such glowing accounts, I finally decided that I had to find out for myself what was going on. The team penciled me in to take part in both a 4-day intensive and a 2-day intensive. What I saw was nothing short of amazing. I haven't been the same since. As the intensives began, I observed angry couples who couldn't even stand to look at each other. They refused to hold hands. Many clearly didn't even want to be there. Tears flowed freely from both the men and the women. I heard wrenching details of illicit affairs and habitual cheating, of serious financial problems, of fierce arguments and violent shouting matches.